Welcome to the J.J. Nickding Company in touch with Southeast Iowa program on the One to Count On. For today's news and local information, AM and FM, KCII. J.J. Nickding Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Gottens with KCII News. On today's program, we're talking with Wellman YMCA Membership Director Brenda Reeser about the inaugural Hometown Harvest Craft and Vendor Fair. Well, thanks for joining me today, Brenda. And with the Hometown Harvest, just wanted to be able to get an inside look, be able to see what's going to be happening at this year's harvest.
We have about 25 vendors currently signed up.
And what kind of vendors are expected to be at this year's event?
I have some direct sales, which would include like Color Street, Scentsy. I also have a lot of home-based business vendors like crafts, signs, fiberglass, cornhole games, Tupperware, fresh honey, Young Living, just a large variety, homemade dog treats.
And for human food to enjoy,
yes,
is there, yes. What kind of food vendors are there going to be?
We have Rebels Mobile Meadery from Kyoto. They'll be set up here.
And where is all of the setup going to be?
Right here in the Parkside Activities Center in the banquet hall, and we're going to have just a few set up outside in the patio. The food truck will actually be outside on the patio.
And is this free for people to come and enjoy?
Attendance is free, yes.
And I'm assuming that there will be some things, whether that be different crafts or food for people to purchase?
Correct. We're also going to have some stuff set up in the gym for kids if people want to bring their kids and shop and let their kids play in the gym.
And what kind of kids' activities are there going to be specifically?
Just some basketball. There will be just some games, ring toss, little mini putt-putt.
And how long has the Hometown Harvest been going on?
This will be the first year.
Inaugural year, wow.
Yes.
And how have things been going so far with the planning?
Pretty good. We probably won't plan this on the same weekend in the future. We'll probably try to pick a different weekend based on home games and other things that might be a conflict.
How are you guys feeling going into it right now with everything that you have set up?
I feel pretty good. I was hoping for a little bit larger turnout on the vendor side, but I was able to fill up the inside, so I feel pretty good about that. We've been doing a lot of Facebook pushing, doing a lot of talking, got a lot of flyers hung up, really trying to get the crowd. I feel like we've got the vendor set. Now we just need to really draw the crowd. So.
And if you had a word of encouragement for people to come out and enjoy this, what would you have to say to them?
I just say come on in and, you know, check out our vendors and also check out our facility. You know, we have a really nice facility here, and I think that it gets missed a lot, so we'd like to also have people have a look at that while they're here.
And with this being the first year, and like you said, kind of looking down the line, is this something that you guys are looking to make a yearly event?
Yes, we would like to make this a yearly thing.
And what initially sparked the idea to do something like this?
Well, I just came to work for the Y in April, and a couple of years ago, back in 17 and 18, a friend of mine and I had put on a big 2 years' worth of shows out at Dwight Dua's property outside of town here, and I just kind of like doing this. I like putting this kind of stuff together, and so I had spoken to Amy, our CEO, about it, and she said, give it a shot, so here we are.
That's been today's J.J. Nickding Company in touch with Southeast Iowa program with Wellman YMCA Membership Director Brenda Reeser talking about the inaugural Hometown Harvest Craft and Vendor Fair. J.J. Nickding Company serving the communities of Southeast Iowa for more than 100 years. I'm Dominic Ottens with KCII News.